Last time on The Talent Agency.
I am going to need to acquire a new base of operations, one ideally suitable for industry work, that's not in my actual place of work, because that would be dumb. But an existing registered property won't do, so I'm going to need something off-grid, and I think I have just the place. London Studios is where ITV, that's where their major studios are. They shoot a lot of their shows there. It's been owned by various different media companies since then. It's still in operation, except not now, because all the people that live there are now dead, and the people that own the building have moved on to their other properties. And from the left and right walls, vines and cables and bits of studio lamp forming a mass in front of you, and there is what looks a good deal like a human male. This is actually a really famous game show host from a couple decades ago, Leon Lycoris. The last talent that I had appear here, they flaked before the call time, so just to make sure that you guys stay on task, and he clicks his fingers, tree trunks slam from the ceiling in front of the door. Thwomp!
Oh, fuck.
With that, you now have some rushes of previous game shows that Leon Lycoris has done.
I'm going to spend a plot point to see a large case in the back of the room to which I open, and there is around about 10 or 12 of those small back-flipping dogs.
While you do that, the mannequins start to rattle.
I knew it!
Remember the editing room?
Yes.
I think we might have to punch some more things.
There are a good 20 mannequins in here.
I think we should leave.
Bye!
I think it's time to hit the stage, don't you?
You head back down the stairs. As you hit the ground floor and you look into the main hall, you see about 20 to 30 mannequins just standing there patiently waiting for you. So if that is how it is, I don't want to be a star, but a stone on the shore. Long door, frame the wall, when everything's overgrown. This is The Talent Agency. We're back to the thrilling conclusion of The Talent Agency. Last we saw our runners, they were running their way down the corridor of decrepit and plant-infested London studios, away from an army of voguing mannequins, towards the main stage where Leon Lycoris, presenter and game show host extraordinaire, is going to be putting on his magnum opus, if only he could actually remember what his magnum opus was supposed to be. But it's too late now. The camera is from inside the main stage. It's set up. There is a camera and lighting crew, all maintained by various poltergeists and mandragora. The boom operator, the boom is just floating on its own. There is a mandragora on camera. Leon Lycoris is sitting in the director's chair a fair way away. The audience seating is already full of various levels of fidelity. Some of them look more like people than others. It's almost like they weren't rendered correctly, or they're at the drop-off distance where they're supposed to be low poly. It's just filled seats. And Leon is there as if you take me the liberty of Nana Ranger being the last stone to the room, and slams the doors behind him and holds it fast, being like,
we're here, back up, dancers, fairies.
Okay, it seems that we are ready.
Do you have all the bits and pieces you need? If you don't, I can make stuff for you, I suppose. I'm full of imagination and resources. I'm perfectly happy to go and source the additional things that you are lacking, if they are required. Is there anything else you would need in terms of setup before you start? I trust that you've all read the script that I've supplied, because I sure haven't.
Yes.
Do we get a rider?
I would say that if your reputation already preceded you, your rider would have already been supplied.
No, that's fair. That's... Oh.
He reiterates the question, is there anything else that you would like set up before we start?
I would just like there to be, just to make sure that the back of the main stage is one continuous monitor. That'll be all. Just a nice large electronic display would be absolutely fantastic.
He's like, okay, I think I can do that. Crux's knuckles.
I would also like...
I'm concentrating! And slams his hands into the floor, and there's a shaking, and like a shifting, like large things are moving where things shouldn't be moving, and kind of almost like sprouting out from a very mossy back wall. It's mossy, so it's like audio soundproofed. Screens, various screens are kind of emanating from the back, all of them different sizes and different resolutions and stuff, but he manages to Tetris them into a position where they are all there. One or two of them are cracked, but it's fine. They all kind of like burst into life, tuned to a dead channel, and then an eerie glow, and then Leon Lycoris's face writ large about this going, how's this?
That will suffice.
It better. You wanted something.
I would like various hoops of different sizes that are on fire.
Oh, like a craft. I'm so over fire at the moment. You know, it's just not part of what I do.
Electrically charred.
Hmm.
I just need an element of danger.
He's fine. He clicks his.
Can't finish.
He clicks his fingers, and the start of birch trees sprout up out of the ground. The branches growing into forming various different sized hoops. And he clicks his fingers again, and a whole bunch of electric cabling descends from the ceiling, splits open, starts crackling, and then unwinds itself around the various birch tree hoops that have grown. So there is now a massive TV wall on the back and various hoops at various sizes and heights off the ground, sparking with electricity. He rolls his head towards you. Is there anything that you wanted?
I was just going to ask for some peanut butter, but it's fine.
A peanut tree grows next to you.
Ooh.
All right. Well, I think we're all prepared. I'm going to spend a plot point to change the turn order after my turn ends.
Don't look at me like that when I'm nervous, I get snacky.
You'll be going Kyoto Joe, Nano Ranger, Neon Hand, because you have to deal with their shit. He leans back in his director's chair, he goes, roll to record, and Mandraga with a clapboard kind of shows up in front of the stage with you three standing on it. He's like, okay, magnum opus. One, rolling, claps the board. Kyoto Joe, what'd you do? We're rolling.
Release the hounds!
And I open the bag and just spray these dogs all over the stage, activating them all, and begin to just dance around with a cable that I've formed into a whip, just whipping at these dogs and trying to get them to flip through the electrified hoops.
You're going to have to make a skill roll for that. Is there a particular skill that you would like to use? Otherwise, I'll choose one.
I would like to use my known skill of choreography.
Cool. So you already kind of know in your head what kind of routine is going to be. So the routine is going to be sick, but I need a skill roll in addition to. So what kind of rollable skill are you going for?
Athletics?
Yes, I can justify an athletics. So are you going to be doing some hoop flipping too?
Yes, I will be doing.
Excellent, flips. Excellent. So yeah, go and give me some hoop flipping whipping action. How many successes?
I'm going to edge 4 successes.
Okay. It goes well.
And a glitch die.
Oh, you're spending a plot point to give me a glitch die. Right. Yes! An exploit occurs. So yes, this venture goes well. Tell me about it.
So, all of the dogs, they're out of education mode, so they're purely focused on flipping.
Just one of them going like, I'm ready.
So the whip is still slightly electronically charged, so each time I hit one, it sends a pulse into it, so it enhances its jump ability.
Yeah, its legs kind of like stiffen, and then it kind of like almost explosively flips backwards through a hoop.
As I do this, I acquire more cables as I spin and flip, and I'm hitting more dogs at the same time. And then for the finale, I get all of the dogs to flip through all of the hoops. I do a double backflip through the largest hoop and land atop a pyramid of flipping dogs.
Yes! Yes, you get to do that.
Can I work with that?
Yes.
Well, that's how this game works, pal.
So bear with me.
Yeah, the screen in the background flips to a title card that says Electronic Dogs Got Talent? ? There is, you can kind of see out the field of vision, somebody, a mandragora working at a computer station in the corner quite furiously.
Just like typing.
Okay, alright. So
it's like rotating and doing cool like 90s vaporwave shit. As this title card comes up.
So I would like to say, like, that I'm working at the same time as you, and as these dogs are going through these hoops, they're landing to me, and I'm kind of building them into something, but it's not a pyramid. I want to try and do that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's maybe retconning the thing that he set.
No, and, well, I, if it is, then that's fine.
No, I'd like, if you program them into being from the pyramid and then transform into the thing,
then I would like to try and... Can I spend a plot point to say that these dogs have an element of biotech to them?
If you overclock them, they definitely will.
I don't know what that means.
Like, you know, if you, like, run a computer too hard, it will catch fire?
Right,
that's
okay.
Overclocking something. So okay. You can overclock these dogs.
Yeah.
Cool. Work them too hard.
Yeah.
You irresponsible dog trainer.
They're not real, it's fine.
I know, it's fine, but still, it's funny.
Do they have AI?
But yes, these things are definitely... They have consumer AI. You have met Orpheus now, but there are, you've also come across multiple just like general Alexa level. Yeah. Okay. So you're good. Cool. You're good. They aren't writing their own songs. It's fine.
Flipping dogs. It's
yes.
Fine. So I'd like to try and basically reprogram into forming a mech.
Okay.
Can I use biotech for that then?
No, because they're not made of people.
Oh, that's a really plot point. Cool. What did you mean by overclocking them then?
Well, as in, like, you can, you know, hack them to... You have hacking now.
Okay.
I mean, they can be flesh dogs if you want, but I think the previous bit would be maybe a little cruel.
No, that's cool. So I'm rolling 7 dice of hacking to try and program into turning it into a mech, basically.
Yep. I'm going to spend a plot point, so you also roll a glitch die.
Yeah, and I'm going to spend an edge to make this work, I think, because I've only got 3 successes. 4 successes.
And roll that glitch die for me. Okay, so nothing happens on the glitch die, but you get 4 successes. You competently have the thing that you kind of want to happen.
Yeah, just happen. Like a block.
It's competent. Kind of thing. So yeah.
Does the robot.
Okay, while Tokyo Joe is still inside.
I'd like to spend a plot point to say he's kind of moonwalking in place on top of it.
Okay, yes.
Doing the robot and you're doing the robot on top of it. Like,
it's just copying my moves.
Yeah.
No, you are dancing in sync on top of this robot dog golem. The background changes to an applausometer. The mandragoras in the crowd lethally applaud. You are up to 30% applause.
Oh, Christ.
Your time to shine, Neon.
Well,
this show doesn't have a format yet. Stuff.
The thing I was going to do does not match thematically at all with what you're going to do.
It doesn't matter.
You could just go full aristocrats.
No, can I spend a plot point for a flashback?
That's 2 plot points.
Oh, I'll spend 2. I don't care. It's fine.
What happened in the past?
Okay, I'm going to say, like, when these two were failing at the makeup challenge, I had so much free time that I was looking around and I found special effects makeup, including the stuff they caught on you so you can set yourself on fire for special effects.
Okay.
It's just kerosene.
You do it safely.
I know.
So, I'm going to say that I found some of that and I was like, ooh, interesting. And that was pocketed. So, I've decided that to be all drama-like, girl is on fire, I have put some of it on my hands and my clothing, and I'm going to do a dance routine, which is subterfuge, because I'm actually going to be punching the dogs so they're set on fire and into the mandrakes.
yes.
I don't want their approval. I want them out of here.
So, go and make... It's going to be two rolls.
Yep.
Go and give me an agility plus charisma roll to do your fire dance routine.
Okay, that's where my last plot point to give you a glitch die.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh. And roll the glitch die.
5.
An exploit.
Cool.
So, yeah, your dance goes well with an additional useful thing occurring. This is before you make your attack. But
before I make my attack, additional useful thing. I notice where the fire exit is.
Okay.
Additional useful thing.
You look at it and then wink to the camera.
Oh, is that you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, line. Screw it. Yeah. I noticed, if this goes to plan, I've at least got a route to get me and the boys out. That's the only thing I really want.
I'm going
to
spend a plot point to also have a voice from Word of God. You do realise what your initial mission from Automator was.
Yeah, but I figure we can recover a burnt room.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Just highlighting that.
I'm aware, but, you know, we still need to clear these out. It's useless with the men.
Oh, sure. It's just this entire building is now a good 60% wood.
But... Oh, yep.
Just highlighting that.
Close the sprinklers.
So, yes, you start your fire dance, and the mandragoras stop applauding and start screaming. Because there's something on fire in the room.
Yep.
So they are now panicking.
Yep.
You have made a mental note of that there is a fire exit to stage right.
Yep.
As you do your whirling dance towards the puppy mech, you make your close combat roll against the puppies.
Oh.
When you put it like that...
Don't look at me like any of this, please.
You said the thing. You said the thing, and now you have to do the thing.
I feel like there was an applause gauge. Were we supposed to just impress him? Should have done a TED Talk or something.
I was going to do this whole thing using the screen, and I was going to be wearing a morph suit, and it was going to be like projecting on me and be a part of it, but that didn't fit in with your mess, so I just went for killing.
I don't know what else I could do.
Our mess!
The resources I had were makeup and puppies.
None of you have summoned the celebrity yet. I have no idea when or how the celebrity will show up.
The celebrity was his thing!
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Two successes.
Yeah, that's successful.
Okay, yeah. You go to make a swing at the puppy stack and miss. The momentum of you carrying you and you trip and fall over.
That's cool.
You're now on the floor and on fire. Leon rises out of his chair immediately and goes, cut, cut, cut. There's fire on the set. There is fire on the set. We have to handle this. And a whole bunch of bulbous pods come out from the ceiling and they then open, drenching you all in sap.
See, guys, it was fine.
You are now extinguished. You are now also covered in sap.
It tastes like maple syrup.
Ooh, that didn't taste great.
Plot point to say it tastes like maple syrup. No, I'm kidding, it's mine.
You can spend a plot point to say it tastes like maple syrup if you want.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Candyland.
It tastes fine.
And I'm the one who makes bad decisions.
It tastes fine. However, I'm going to spend a plot point, make an edge plus edge roll.
Oh no, I'm poisoned.
He instantly shits himself.
Just explosive diarrhea. Two hits.
Yeah, you don't feel great.
Oh, there's not maple syrup.
Leto Ranger, when we get out of here, I'm going to tell you something. And, no, I'll tell it to you now. Don't lick strange substances that fall out of plants.
Also, what the hell was that?
Oh, just improvisation.
There will be no fire on my set. But, do I make myself clear?
But we were speaking with Mick Sahari and he wanted fire.
Do I give two shits? what Harry wants.
Can we go a few minutes?
Because he's thinking of firing you.
What they want to do to me is none of your concern.
Well, it is, because if I want continued employment, then if you're unemployed, then I'm unemployed, so surely it is my
concern. We are... Oh, God, we're live and this is already... Am I going to have to cut to commercial? No, I can make this work. I can make this work, and I spend a plot point. The doors in the back burst open, and a bunch of mannequins start to pile their way into the studio. And he's like, ah, okay, these I can do, I can work with. Yes, I remember the show that I was working on. It had a competitive dance element. Yes. The show, yes, that was the name of the show. And he gestures to the Mandragora on the computer desk and he starts typing furiously into the console. And on the back, on the monitor, it says Dance or Die. And he's like, right, yes, this is exactly the thing that I was working on. The magnum opus with the grand finale and there's like an element and there's like the series villain, which is clearly you. He gesturing towards Neon Hand. Bring fire into my studio.
I salute.
Right, so this is how it goes. Drop the beat. Music starts playing over speakers that you can't quite see. It is Speed Jungle.
Excellent.
I let that sit there. Good. It's a good joke. The mannequins, they pose and there is a whirlwind of leaves and the leaves part again and they are wearing black spandex outfits with kind of like silver stripes down the side and they all kind of pose. Like they are a street dance crew.
Can I impose that at least one of them still has the mannequin suit on, so it's just like skin tight?
Oh
like,
yeah, some of them still have like terrifying animal heads.
Right, it's like the idea of it stretched out over this massive like
grotesque.
Yeah, yeah. It was an effective wardrobe change for 90% of them.
Yeah,
they start to dance. They in unison start popping and locking, and they do a routine. It's okay. And the Mandragoras in the audience will start to applaud. And it switches back to applausometers. It now says above them, Team Mannequin. And the other ones is these guys. The applausometer for the mannequins is at 25%. And with that, we move back to Kyojo.
Well, I suppose it's time to boogie.
It's one of my... Yeah. My cues.
Okay. You wrote a cue. That's cute. Have a plot point. It fitted. I'm happy with it. I'm sandbagging it, but no, I enjoyed that. That's fine. How are you boogieing, my dude?
Well, with choreography being one of my knowledge skills and Kyoto Joe being an adept dancer that he is, spending a lot of his childhood on the dance machines in and around arcades, he just begins to bust the most serious moves you've ever seen. So he's full on slut drops, just everything he throws into this dance.
Do you still have the electrified cable whips on you?
I do.
Make a close combat attack.
Excellent. Three successes.
At least I tried to do.
As you keep, as you thrash around with your moves, and as you kind of end with a slot drop in the air, 1 foot pointing straight perpendicular up into the air, the wires have ensnared a couple of mannequins. You decapitate three of them.
Excellent. I will pass to Nano Ranger.
Yeah.
The audience is applauding, and you go up to 15%.
Cool. That kind of dance fight. Okay. The camera narrows in on Nano Ranger's eyes inside the helmet, anime style, and he then proceeds to go into like a Tango de la Muerte, kind of like spinning, whipping around his scarf kind of thing, like a tornado.
Okay. Go and give me a creativity roll, which is agility plus charisma.
Okay.
And see how good this dance is before you start attacking.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, yeah. Your dance is sick. Are you using any of the existing stage work for your dance?
He does the attacks in regards to whether or not it happens inexplicably, has a rose.
Yes, as you twirl deftly, you pass by a piece of scenery that is a rose bush and kind of grab a rose in your teeth as you spin past.
Oh, no, I think it kind of catches on the metal parts of the scarf,
mm-hmm.
and it's just kind of like roses and thorns kind of going.
Now they're like entwined around in your dance, and you pose. The mannequins applaud, and you move up to 20-25% matching team mannequin. Go make an attack roll.
Three.
Yeah, talk about the finale of your dance attack now that you are thorn and rose intertwined.
It's just kind of like a whirlwind, kind of like backlash kind of thing.
Yeah.
Knocking a few of the mannequins over, and he's kind of like doing that whole skip kind of twirl kind of thing, and then like.
Yeah, as you do a first twirl, three thorny roses dislodge themselves from your arms and go thunking like darts into the heads of three mannequins.
I love that.
And they collapse.
He stops with his back to them, smells the rose and throws it into the crowd.
The mannequins start to dance again. This time they are they all form into pairs of two. There are seven pairs of mannequins and they all start ballroom dancing. They form a large circle around the three of you, and while they're kind of spinning each other around, all crush in at the same time and try and crush you in an attack.
Ballroom mosh pit, I like it.
You know, I couldn't do a show about cyberpunk and music without having a Janelle Monáe reference somewhere. But for the record, I would absolutely watch a show called Dance or Die. Thank you for listening to The Talent Agency, giving a hired criminal activity a new winter wardrobe and a coach handbag. We've had so much fun playing this campaign and would love your help in making it better. Please let us know what you'd like from The Talent Agency in an iTunes review. If you leave a 5-star review with world building or a mission suggestion, I'll read it out in a later episode of the podcast and do my best to integrate them into a future episode in some way. You can also reach me on Twitter at WriterBlades and find additional GM materials on my website, arslingua.co.uk. Now back to the show.
It is a close combat check, so if you have a close combat, you can roll that. Alternatively, you can roll agility plus logic to try and dodge whichever's higher for you.
I'd have gone with strictly brawl room personal power.
Mm-hmm.
Say again.
Strictly brawl room.
That's that. Let's see.
Oh, only two.
Agility plus logic is higher to dodge.
Oh, Jesus.
There's quite a lot of them attacking you, so it's got...
I rolled absolute garbage.
They spend a point of edge and re-roll their favors. Important characters have edge. So that's four hits. What did anybody roll above four?
No.
I got four, exactly.
Right. You take 7 points of physical damage.
Jesus.
What was your...
I rolled naught.
You take 11 points of physical damage. Remember, it takes out of your armor first. How many successes do you get?
Two. Same as him.
So you take 9 points of physical damage.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm still in my armor. That's all right.
And they all kind of are put in 7 perfect dip positions as they move away from you. The Mandragoras go wild and pushes their applause up to 50%.
Okay, cool. Right, I'm going to I'm going to run off stage for a costume change.
Okay.
While I'm off stage, I'm going to call Orpheus.
As you dash off of stage, Orpheus responds to the call. Say, hello, Orpheus speaking.
Hi, darling, it's the Neon Hand.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if you'd do me a favour. We have a situation. Would it be possible for you to scan Leon Lycaris? Would it be possible for you to scan some of his greatest work and make, as it were, a track which is full of samples of his own work? I'm trying to appeal to the man's ego.
Mm-hmm. She's like, oh yeah, a decent chunk of his work is on Cadence Bank's on-demand service, Watch Forever. I can go and peek in that for you. Give me a couple minutes. Cool. You want it spliced, did you say?
Just any sample splicing with a decent track.
So well, it's been a while since I've got to do any kind of creative work, so sure, I can make that work. Yeah, give me a moment.
Cool. And then I'm just going to get changed into something a bit cooler. and get my baton out, and I'm just gonna wait until that track's ready. So I'll probably
okay. Yeah, you prepare. Go, Kato Joe.
Are they all still around us in this?
Yeah, they're still on stage.
I am going to do some further dancing, but this time I'm going to unleash my hammer and pirouette in the middle of a group of the beasties and make an attack on them.
Cool. Go give me... You don't need to make... I think you don't need to make the dancing check, because you know how to. So just give me an attack roll, please.
So close combat.
Yep.
Two successes.
With your hammer swings, you clip two pairs of mannequins, and they shatter into splinters.
Excellent. Oh, wait, I take three off my damage from early.
Oh, yes, you resist physical damage, because you are a chufty boy.
I am.
Less of a chufty boy is a Nano Ranger.
I think I'm going to try and kind of backflip into him. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of spin it as kind of like a breakdance kind of thing on the arms. Mm-hmm. I kind of flip into him and try and make my two attacks if I can.
Sure.
And some of them a mask it as like breakdancing.
You program your arms to breakdance mode, which is a thing that you didn't think you had coded in, but you totally do now. It's fine.
That's
all right. you kind of remember some of your previous experiments of trying to get it to do specific tasks.
I work at a youth centre. I think I know how to breakdance.
You've been like recording the kind of mocap data of these kids who can dance way better than you.
Yeah,
than
programming them. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, go and give me your first melee attack, please. Just to keep it light on the rolls, we'll just do your both attacks instead of rolling to
one,
dance.
1, 2, 3, 4 on that hit. So 4 on 1.
Okay.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4 on the other. So 2 4s.
You kind of get into a very effortless, because it doesn't require any upper body strength, handstand. Yeah. And then start kind of like from a handstand to a kind of a windmill, as you kind of like glide effortlessly from one side of the stage to the other mid-whirlwind, and catch multiple sets of mannequins in the whirl. Some of them being knocked up into the air and collapsing back on the ground. Some of them being kind of like kicked quite ferociously into the audience.
The point at which I realise I've not put my shoes back on. Oh no.
That maybe hurt. You kicked a large wooden thing real hard. The mandragora sitting in the audience almost as a hive mind part, as one of the mannequins just slams into a seat and kind of hangs down as if they were sitting in the audience. Cool. You have removed 4 mannequins. No, you rolled 8 hits total. You've removed 8 mannequins.
Nice.
There are 2 mannequins left on stage. One has a gigantic, like, bird head, and the other has a gigantic wolf head. Those are actually things in Five Nights at Freddy's, aren't they?
Yep.
All right. Well, this is a crossover of a piece of media I've not consumed. They look awful.
Yeah.
They very dramatically kind of have fungi growing out of the eye sockets. It's gross. One of these 2 mannequins scoops up an armful of robotic dogs, and losing all pretense of actually trying to dance, throws 2 of them at each of you. Oh, you're off stage, so he doesn't hit you. Both of you two try and dodge. It's a ranged attack, so close combat won't suffice. It's agility plus logic to dodge.
Better.
Worth.
I got 4.
I got 2.
So the dogs were whisk past you. One hits one of the panels of the TVs behind you and it cracks and starts and switches to static. Another one beans the mandragora who's operating the computer. The camera cuts to behind the knocked out mandragora's head as the computer screen flickers a couple times. And in the flickers, you see Orpheus's face, and it flickers back to a regular screen again.
Nice.
How many successes did you roll, Kyoto?
2.
One of the dogs, like, hits you full in the face.
Excellent.
And deals you 4 points of stun damage. And it hits the floor and starts doing backflips endlessly.
I knew they would betray me.
The other surviving mannequin rummages around backstage and finds a prop sword. Sees you backstage and tries to take a thrusting lunge at you.
So close combat attacker.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
1.
Yeah, it hits you in excess of 3.
Jesus.
Dealing you 8 points of physical damage. Bloody hell. Ooh, you've maxed out your physical track.
I think so, yeah.
If you take any form of damage now, you might be knocked out.
Cool.
The audience hears a loud scream as the mannequin in kind of silhouette from the glaring TV screen takes a slash, a thrust and a slash off screen. And as that happens, the lights shut off in the entire building, leaving only kind of like some passive stage lights that glow from the monitor, the glowing lights from the recording equipment. And the chorus is like, "What's going on? What's going on? What's ruining my performance?" And then there's a really, really bassy drum beat. You hear, kind of like Cassette Boy style, a whole bunch of voice clips of Leon Lycoris in his kind of like, what would be considered retro now, him as a sprightly early 20s presenter, demoing some of his early work on game shows, dressed in various entirely ridiculous outfits, cut to a sweet beat. And he stares, and he's transfixed.
Cool.
Now is your time to shine.
Oh, Jesus. Too much pressure. Right, so I can run away from this thing without getting... There's no attack of opportunity. Cool. So, I said I had a costume change.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say I... All I actually did was I put back on my jacket, and I've now changed it to a colour that can easily be chroma keyed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can run on stage as part of the effect of whatever's going on behind or on my thing. I'm going to do some fancy dancing and hit one of the remaining two with my baton as I'm dancing around,
mm-hmm.
like lunatic. So that's close combat roll.
Excellent. I spend a plot point to say that while you're chroma keyed, you've also been slashed with a weapon,
yeah.
And there is red starting to seep down the torso of the chroma keyed outfit. It looks good. It also now looks terrifying because the screen looks like it's bleeding.
I'm going to say for my attack, I'm going to slide on my knees and just kneecap one of them.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Well, depending on how well you roll,
both. It might not work. Oh, really? Cool.
One success.
Yeah.
Yeah. You immediately, as you slide onto stage in this outfit, catch the mannequin that aggressed you, and the kneecaps shatter, the torso of it flips in the air as it also and hits the ground hard, and the head shatters as you make onto stage. The Mandragoras and the audience don't really know what they're doing anymore at this point, but are still kind of into it and applauding. Kyoto Joe.
I am going to make a beeline for Leon Lycoris. Yeah, so I'm going to run at him and take a swing with my hammer.
Okay. Yes, you can do that. That's actually the thing you're entirely allowed to do.
But you try and kill him. It's
to be fair, we're kind of in this situation after you tried to set fire to everything. So we're dealing with what we've been dealt.
Words retract.
We're three idiots. We're never going to get enough applause for anything.
I called the expert in music. I think we were getting there.
How many successes?
Three.
No, he sees you approach, swinging the hammer, and he deforms himself, the vines pulling apart as you swing through thin air, and he reforms around your hammer and leans close into your face, and he's like, "Is this part of the show?"
"Yes."
"Excellent." there is still one mannequin kind of like throwing shapes. Nana Ranger.
Yes. Deck him, I guess. No pretense.
Just punch.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3 hits.
Yeah, you deck this final mannequin. Its bird head goes flying off. It hits a ceiling light, and the light falls and shatters in a bunch of sparks surrounding you. Kind of like in like old school Sentai stuff where somebody dies and then they just have like spark pyrotechnics just go off like anyway for no reason. Is that that kind of happens around you as this stage light just fizzles and dies.
Got a guy with a sword, fireworks go off. Brilliant.
The mannequins are all slain. The mandragoras in the audience are applauding pretty fiercely. On the back screen, winner is flashing. Leon Lycoris deforms around your hammer into the ground and then reforms on the stage again and goes, ta-da! Yes! Yes, exactly as my show went to plan. I think that was stunning. I mean, I would have liked a bit more depth. I mean, you look pretty rough looking towards the neon hand. It looks like a feather could push you over.
Please don't.
He's like, okay, so... Oh, he breathes a big sigh of relief. Like, a way larger sigh than you would expect. Like, you feel almost kind of like all the plants in the room kind of quiver up and settle down. That is a lot off my chest. I think that would have done pretty well. I wonder what the ratings would be for that. Let's check. He kind of gestures over to the computer guy. And he notices that the computer guy's out cold. But fortunately, Orpheus kind of comes to the rescue to the degree and generates like a fake ratings display on the back rating. And it's just through the roof. Everybody's tuning in. They're fucking loving it. And he stares at the ratings and is like, oh, oh, oh my god, this is perfect. And he explodes just into leaves. And you kind of hear echoing up and down the corridors. Oh, yes, yes.
I think you finished.
And with that, it smash cuts to all three of you standing outside the building again. You are drenched in sap. There are twigs and leaves in all of you. It still tastes good, but makes your stomach feel terrible.
Oh,
it tastes so good.
Your wrist.
Right. Enough, Billy. Okay. I mean, Nano Ranger. I don't know your real name.
What?
Oh, you know his real name. Automator totally told you.
Enough, Billy.
As you let go of his wrist, like big thick strings of sap stretch between the two of you, you are real gross.
Flick it onto the floor and walk off.
On all of your comlinks, you get a message from Automator being kind of like, oh, Orpheus told me what you did in there. Here is the nearest route to a public shower, to a youth hostel. It's a couple blocks away. And it's like a little pin marker in the Google Maps. There's a little camcorder head on it. And you all trudge off back into Overgrown South Bank as it hard cuts to the talent agency and the credits start to roll. Is there any kind of quick post-credit stuff that you would like to do?
I just like a shot of the back of us walking into the sunset to YMCA.
Okay.
Going for a shout.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. I get it.
The credits roll to YMCA. Mm-hmm.
I just want to add to this. I'm hobbling a lot. Like I'm in between you two, and you're holding me up very much. Well. Yeah.
I want the last bit of the credits to end, and then it's got the post-credit scene that are so popular these days, and it's just one of the tree people furiously clapping as one of the dogs continually does backflips.
Yes! Yes, very good.
It's just a proper, like, stand-up. Oh.
Wow, that's terrible on mic. All of that peaked, but that's perfect.
That's fine.
Until next time, runners, until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Talent Agency, Mission 3, Part 3, Overgrown. The theme music is Ammonia Clouds by Blank Banshee. The recap music is The Chase by Triez. On this mission, you've been listening to Scotia as the Neon Hand, Louis as Kyoto Joe, and Paolo as Nano Ranger. I've been your GM, Nathan. Stay dangerous and stay weird, runners.